This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp with Adam, and we just heard from the wonderful Jackson McLaren from his album Mirror and Strings. That one was A Whole Day Nearer. And it's time for a special guest here on Joy 94.9. We do love him here on Bandcamp, and we've been playing our next guest's latest single for quite a while now, so it's lovely to have them on the phone. Welcome, Ben from Georgia Fair. Welcome to Joy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Where do we find you on this Saturday afternoon?
I'm on Sydney's northern beaches right now, actually, in Newport.
Very nice, very nice. But you're heading to Melbourne next week it's the final show on the current tour, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah, on Wednesday, yeah.
And so how's the tour gone so far?
Yeah, it's been really great. It's we've had Daniel Lee Kendall as our co-headliner for the shows, and he's always easy to get along with, so, you know, it's been really fun and really enjoyable.
Now, for those who don't know too much about Georgia Fair, can you give us a bit of a band history, if you like, on how you guys came to be?
Well, we basically just met when we went to high school, pretty much. We just met in high school and started jamming on weekends and mainly covers at that stage. And then as soon as we kind of left high school, we picked up acoustic guitars and started writing our own songs. And then it's just kind of builded from there. And we've just released a couple of EPs and we're about to release our debut album in a couple of months.
Excellent. Now, the single we've been playing here on Bandcamp has been Marianne, of course, and it's a track that you teamed up with a few other local musicians on. Can you tell us a little bit about who you teamed up with and also how that even came about?
Yeah, we went on a tour with Lisa Mitchell and Boy and Bear last year, and Jordo had just been kicking around this new song, and after that tour we thought it'd be really great to get both of those guys to try and get them together and sing on the track with us. And we managed after a few months, because everyone's gets really busy and all that, we managed to get them on the track, and it turned out real well. We're really happy with it.
And so this seems to be sort of a popular trend. Artists, it's becoming a bit of a melting pot in the Australian scene anyway, with everyone sort of lending a hand on this track or that track. Do you have any other plans to continue with the collaborations?
Not really. I mean, that one just kind of came about. I guess when you click with certain people, you just kind of, it just almost happens really naturally. And I think, I wouldn't rule it out, because, I think as soon as you meet someone like that, you can get a vibe, and if something happens, it happens. But I don't think we didn't even really, it wasn't really I guess it was kind of like came from the universe or something, the decision to do that one, because all of a sudden it happened and we were just really happy with it.
But
we love sharing music with other artists. It's good fun.
Yeah, it's great. And there's been such positive feedback on the track as well, and I can see people on the internet, on the different, Facebook and Twitter and stuff, are really pressing for a date for the album. Do you have any idea when the album is going to be released?
At the moment, I think it's the second week of September.
Okay, awesome.
And we're hoping that stays that way, because we're just itching to get it out.
Yeah, I reckon, because it's been finished for a little while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been finished for a little while, and it's just, bloody music industry. People are just holding it back. But we're glad, because it's given us time to kind of reassess where we want to be and why we're doing this and all that kind of thing. So we're really happy with where we are at the moment. So,
and I guess you get to, squeeze in a few extra live shows that may not have been sort of, available if you had have been promoting the album and all that, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And like doing Marianne and then kind of touring around that and kind of just keep building up a few fans around the traps. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, people can check out the EP Times Fly, which is out now, and of course your first EP, which was a second track, self-titled one from 2009. How different is the sound of the new album to that first EP?
I mean, personally, I think it's a great deal different. I mean, we learn a lot through recording that first EP about what things we don't want to do when we're recording. I mean, that was the first time we'd ever been in a studio.
Yeah.
So So, I mean, you know, obviously we don't regret anything about the EP, but there's just a few big lessons learned, and I think we're actually starting to find our sound. I'd say our sound now is a bit more, it's a lot more us and more raw and live, and yeah, I don't know, we're just vibing a lot more on where we're going now.
Well, there's so many people looking forward to the release, and we're certainly one of them. So hopefully when it's released in September, you might be able to come in and sort of showcase some of the tracks with us and have a bit of a chat about the album as a whole.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
You mentioned the sort of frustration with it sort of not being out just yet. You are signed to a major label. Do you reckon that frustration would be gone, the album would be out, if you were doing it all independently?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, if we didn't have the label, I guess we wouldn't have the record that we have, because we wouldn't have been able to record it with the person that we did and where we recorded it. But I think, yeah, if we were independent, it probably would have been out, you know, probably a year ago. But, but you know, I guess we just keep trucking, I guess, you know.
Take the good with the bad, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, before we hear the track, Marianne, we're going to try and stump you with a question we ask each and every guest here on Bandcamp. Usually I pre-warn people, but I completely forgot, so you will be on the spot with it, so good luck with it. Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community broadcaster, and then I get you to come up with a mission statement for Georgia Fair in the time it takes me to read ours out. So basically, what you guys are all about, what you hope to achieve through Georgia Fair. So are you up for it?
I think so.
Okay, well, here's our mission statement. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. Ben, what is Georgia Fair's mission statement? No pressure.
Georgia Fair's mission statement is it's pretty short, to travel as many places as we can and play to as many people as we can, performing what we love and our music to as many people as we can, sharing the love that we have for humanity with everyone, and yeah, just making sure that upon leaving somewhere, we've somehow influenced them to care about each other and love each other at the same time.
Well done, very nice, and completely on the spot as well, so thanks for that.
Well,
you can share the love with Georgia Fair this Wednesday, July 13th. How quick's that come around? It's at the Toff in Town. The website is georgiafair.com.au. And how generous are you guys? Marianne, the single, is actually available for free download on your website if you sign up to the mailing list. That's nice of you.
Yeah, that's it. You just have to log on to the website, and there you go.
Very nice. georgiafair.com.au. And we're going to hear the track right now. Marianne, it's available for free download, as I just said, so head along to georgiafair.com.au. A big thank you to Ben from Georgia Fair for joining us on this Saturday afternoon here on Joy 94.9. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Adam.
Okay, see ya. Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.